Got your Bible this morning. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. I want to talk to you this morning from the Word of God on the subject of the idea, man's internal war. Man's internal war. We face a lot of difficult things out in the open. But there's some things within a man, a person, that only man knows about. But God knows about it. And God plays a part in it. But not only does God know about it, but Satan knows about it. And Paul, in talking to the Romans, is having a hard time with them because they wanted to still live by the law and not by grace and not by faith, as we shared last Sunday. As we talked about how to be saved and know that you're saved and that you're a child of God. But in this circumstance here, these Romans believed that if they kept the Ten Commandments, each and every one of them, that things was good between them and the Lord. They couldn't accept the Messiah as being the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't meet their expectations. He didn't come in a fashion they thought he ought to come in. He wasn't born in a palace that they thought he should have been, and all those things to be introduced into the world like he was, and Mary to give birth in a stable out in the cold and the wintry night, of how that scene may have unfolded and all. God protected her and Joseph and took care of that need in their hearts and their lives. But God gave each and every one of us a gift of life. And through that gift of life, we are to grow and become more what God wants us to be. But the devil, Satan, do everything in his power he can to mislead us. And I wrote down a couple of little quirks that I had entered in my Bible. One of them said, I didn't do it. The sin in me did it. Another one you're more familiar with, because I've heard many, the devil made me do it. We always look to want to do what? Blame some other force. But you know, let's just take the one more familiar. The devil made me do it. Okay? That's pretty accurate, isn't it? Pretty accurate. Because he's the one that'll, when temptation comes along, he'll seize the moment and he'll jump on the opportunity and our lives to cause you and I to commit that sin. And without God's help, sin is stronger than you are. Sin is stronger than I am. And God can keep on, the devil can keep on and on and on till he gets you and I to seize that temptation and commit that sin. But the law at work and the members of my body, Paul said, is a sin that is deep down within me. He used the illustration here, and I'm going to pick up reading in verse 5. He said, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. They knew You know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness, don't all the commandments. They knew what those commandments was, and they knew that if they stayed within the law of that, but he said, when we're in the flesh, the motion of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit, cause us to sin. But now we are delivered from the law. Oh, they hate to turn loose of the law. They could just serve those 10 things. He said, but now we are delivered from the law. What delivered them from the law? Who come on the scene? The Messiah did, and the Savior. He said that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We're now living under grace, not under law, like we spoke last Sunday. He said here, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Is the Ten Commandments sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. See, they didn't even understand what the commandments was really saying. The Romans, living under the law, didn't realize, as he put it here concerning that, I didn't even know what lust was. I didn't know it was a sin. I didn't know it was wrong, you know. And he said, but then you come along and spoil the fun. You said it, thou shalt not covet. And he said, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. That word concupiscence there just means covetous. Covetous designs of our desires of our heart. He said, for I was alive without the law once. But when the commandments came, sin revived and I died. Paul told them, he said, I was alive once without the law. When was that? When he come fresh out of school, he had a zeal, a burning desire to do what? Stamp out anything to do with Christianity and stuff. But when was he made alive? When the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus and struck him blind and brought him into town, and he got baptized and started working. He said, I began to produce fruit, he said. But something happened. Sin revived. What does it mean to revive something? Bring it back to live. And he said, I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. The commandment which was ordained to life, I found it to be dead. And this is our deep down vulnerability to allow the devil to deceive us. He said here in verse 11, look what he said. For sin, taking occasion by the commandments, deceived me, and by it slew me. Sin, he said, taking occasion by the commandments. What was Satan doing? He was bypassing. Let's say this is the Lord. This is Jesus here. He come and lived and died, buried our sin, rose back to the Father. And he said, Satan bypassed him. Went over, went under, went around, whatever he had to do to get by. Because he wanted to take who? The Romans were back where they used to be. He's been there. He's preached to them. He's got the church established. He's got some believers coming. Christianity's spreading. He's working all the things that God has allowed him to do in his heart and his life. But the old devil took an occasion. Something happened in there. And the devil used that to slip in and deceive him, you know. A lot of times, unaware, Satan can make his presence known to us. And there can be some simple things take place in our hearts and our lives that'll cause confusion or misunderstandings and stuff. But what I'm saying to you is that any little occasion that man may have in his life for Satan to attack him, he'll do it. Okay? He said, wherefore the law is holy. The commandments, everything is in there. God told Moses to write them down. He said, and the commandment, holy and just and good. The law's holy. The commandments is holy. They're just and they're good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandments might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, I'm worldly, and I'm sold unto sin. The wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. He knew because of his sinful nature. Yes, understand Paul. He's one that we can be more familiar with. Okay? All right? Paul is going about teaching and preaching the Word of God. But where did he come from? He come out of the schools, out of the seminaries, and he's on his way down to Damascus, had a letter in his hand, you know, giving him permission to go in and burn the churches and seize the Christians, imprison them, do all these things that he was doing in his heart and his life. And I mean, he's on fire. He's going just as hard against the Word of God as he will be for it in a little while in his heart and his life. And bam, something happened. What happened? The Lord stopped him in his tracks. How'd he do it? Blinded him. Great light shone round about him, he said. And he had to be led by the hand into Damascus. And the Lord had to work through some things to get him from where he was to where he wanted him to be. And Paul is in that place now, and all of his education, all of his growing up days, all of his has been anti. But now God has turned his head around, and all of his days are what? Pro-Christ, isn't it? But who's still in there trying to destroy? Who would love to stop him in his tracks? Satan would love to hinder him, wouldn't he? Keep him from getting to where he wants him to be. And that's the reason he said here, we know that the law is spiritual. But he said, I'm carnal. You know, spiritual is heavenly, isn't it? Carnal is what? Worldly. We live in this world and we are sold under sin. Then he gets to explaining the predicament he's in. See if you fit in any of this, okay? He said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. About four things broke down in that. He said, that which I do, I allow not. That's just not me. Why was I so weak? Why was I so stupid? Why was I so whatever? I knew that was going to hurt. I knew it was going to destroy my relationship with the Lord. I knew it was going to break. He said, what I would, that do I not. You know? But what I hate, that's what I do. Just seems like everything's against you. Spirit is fighting, and the devil's fighting, contrast, trying to pull you apart from who you are. He said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. If you really and truly want to do something, what are you going to do? You're going to do everything in your power to figure out a way to do it, aren't you? Even if you know what? It ain't right. It ain't right. What gives us a warning sound? The Spirit that is within us. What's the job of the Spirit? Teach us and guide us in what? All things. So when that temptation comes along, if we don't listen to it, we do like Paul said, we bypass that to get over here because what we want to do is over here. It's not here where the Lord is in our lives. And I'm going to tell you as your pastor, and I believe it with all of my heart, you can take this Bible and justify anything you want to do in your life by taking it out of context, a little here, a little there, and a little over yonder. Make it say what you want it to say. That don't make it right, does it? Don't make it the Word of God. He said, none then, it now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Who is that sin? Satan. All right. Now, Brother Larry, when I got saved, you told me that God wiped all my sins away. He did. He forgave you, and he wiped it as clean as from the east to the west. Right? No more. You're a brand new creature. Old things pass away, all things become new. All right? So what are you standing there telling me now about? The sin passed away, but the tempter, Satan, is still abode where? Within us. There's a spiritual warfare going on. The Lord and Satan. And Satan, he can't steal your salvation, but he can steal the joy of your salvation. Not only that, but he can fight against your dealings and what the Lord wants you to do. Listen what he says in verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, in this old body of mine, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Paul was just being honest with you. He said, I know that in me that is in my flesh, so body of mine, dwelleth no good thing. All those things. The ears hear things that ought not to hear. The nose, the eyes, the parts of our body, you know. Different things are cause us to be enticed away. He said, for the will is present with me. I want to do the right thing, my heart. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. How do I deal with this? What do I say? Now, I've told you my advice to you, when Satan gets after you, what I tell you to do?
Run like a turkey.
Run like a turkey. That's right. Get away from it. Go. I did that this week. I had to run to pick up some stuff, and I can't pass a Ford place without stopping. You know, I've been driving that Buick, and I ain't never been without a pickup, you know. And I said, Lord, you know I need a pickup, you know. Every man needs a pickup, you know. That man gave me that price. He gave me the wheel to say, I'll see you, him. I was going to surprise Kim when she got home, you know, with a new one sitting on the, but I ain't stupid either, you know, so I still got it. For me, the will is present with me. Ain't a doubt in my mind what I wanted to do. But instead, how did it perform it? You know, one little thing they make you do is sign that dotted line, you know. And then you got to figure out how you're going to do that. He said, how to perform that which is good, I find not. How I could pay those notes. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. And what was the man telling me when I told him, I said, I have to think about that. That's a lot of prayer got to go into that. He said, well, you know, Ford's going to take these sentences away. They ain't going to do. He is doing his best to do what? Sell that truck. That's right. I was doing my best to do what? We was in a war, you know. But little did he know that I was conferring with the Father. Made that mistake one time. And I was young in my ministry, and I bought a car knowing it was against the Lord's will. I prayed about it. That was the hardest thing for me to pay for I ever had in my life. And one day I was at a gas station gassing up. Man drove up there, and he said, sir, is that your car? I said, yeah, you gonna sell it? I said, I sure do. And I got out from under that car. You know, in a matter of time, went on just no time. And then the Lord allowed for me to get a decent way of driving. I never had 1 minute's problem paying for that car. But when I went against the Lord's will, what happened? When we deal the things that we want, he said in verse 20 here, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. That truck, you know, Ford's got two new paint colors this year. One of them is purdy. Got all that chrome on it, them chrome wheels, you know, and that thing sitting there glittering in that sun, you know. Hard to walk away. He said, now if I do what I would not, what I know better not to do, it's no more I that do it, but who? Sin that dwelleth in me. That sin being who? The devil. You said it's, says there that dwelleth in me. Yeah, when you got saved, all the sin and wrong of your heart at that time was wiped away. But who's still there? Your Holy Spirit's still there, and Satan's still there. And what's Satan doing? He's looking for an opportunity to make you mess up, right? Make you do something stupid. Make you do something that'll destroy your witness, cause you and whatever in your life. Verse 21, he says here, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I heard Brian say something a while ago as he's talking about the time for the youth thing that we're going to host and stuff. If you're not willing to learn how to go out and share your witness, you know, perhaps that wasn't for you. And that, what did he say here? I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. When does Satan show up? When you got a good intention to do the right thing, the right way, your heart and your life, what he's telling us to do. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my member. The law of man is the Lord himself. But he said, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of what? Of my mind. And bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. You know? He said, I delight in the law of God after the inner man. But I see another law in my members, in my mind, in my heart, in my eyes, in my, you know, what caught my fancy. When I went by, I just glanced, oh, they got one of them pretty color trucks I like, you know. The whole time I was down there doing my business and stuff, when I got ready to leave, what was the temptation? To go by, if I'd have come on to the house, what would happen? I'd have got over it in a few minutes, it's done. You know, 3 hours of agony over nothing, you know. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. The devil will come attack your mind. He said, in bringing me into captivity, a prisoner, to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Wretched man. Paul called himself a wretched man, weary, beat down. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Then he answers his own question. He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He made a wise choice, didn't he? He went for who? The law of God instead of the law of the flesh. He said, I perceive that in my body there is no good thing. Now, what's going to happen to us one of these days? That trumpet sounds, this rapture is going to take place. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. We'll be alive and remain will be called up to meet him in the air, right? And death, what's going to happen? It's going to be a separation of body and soul. The soul's going to be the Lord, this body. Be sent somewhere to be done whatever with that is chosen by man. But in our hearts and in our lives, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And the Lord knows in my life and in your life that there's a warfare going on where God is trying to win over your confidence that he's going to do the right thing in your heart and your life. And Satan is trying his best by playing tricks on your mind, doing whatever he can, lie to you and ever. He said, hey, I was conceived. You and I have been conceived. We've been lied to by Satan, telling us what's good and what's not. But who we got to listen to? The Lord himself, don't we? What he's telling us in our hearts and our lives. Who are you going to believe? The inward man, the Lord, or the devil? The reason, he said, let no man deceive you. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful what you say, what you do. It's qualified by that word of God. Would you pray with me? Father, as it comes to the time to sharing this time of invitation. Perhaps this morning each one of us didn't ever take thought of the fact, yes, the Holy Spirit took up abode in us, lived in our heart, but Satan's still there, and he's in a spiritual warfare. He's carnal, but God is godly. Help us to know who to listen to, Lord, to do the right thing. This inward battle, this struggle, that we listen to the right person. Let you be the Lord of our lives. We give this invitation this morning. Lord, if there's a need in any heart or life this morning, I would, Father, they'd come to these altars and pray. Maybe you want to pray with me. Share with me anything the Lord's telling them they need to do. As we sing a verse of invitation, give them the courage to step out. Do what you would have them to do. But also let them know that old Satan's going to do everything in his power he can to tell them, nah, you don't need to do that. Ain't nothing that bad in your life that you need to be down there on your knees asking for forgiveness. Help us to listen to you, God. Let you be the Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What are we going to sing, Brother Ernie? 294. 200.